Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio inside the Gas South Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, Brave the Beginning, Member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. It is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian. Welcome to another hopefully award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Gas South District Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia on Business Radio X. Next to me, as always, is my trusty co-host, Harper LaBelle.
Well, you know, Mike isn't here today, but Dan, our producer, let Mike introduce us.
Yes.
Even though he's a little under the weather. So he's always here even when he isn't here.
Since I've been keeping track, I think that's the first time he's played Mike on the intro. So it was, and because Mike wasn't here, so as you said, Mike is always with us here in spirit. You know who is with us here in person?
If you want to call it that.
He's probably texting me right now because he's listening live.
But we do have a live guest.
We do have a live guest. We have a wonderful guest, and we're going to get to him in just a second. Antonio Little L is here with Arcad Business Solutions. Before we talk to Antonio, I need to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Regions Bank. We all know that keeping your company's financial future on track means having the right resources to support your growth. Regions Commercial Banking offers you lending capabilities and strategic solutions tailored to your needs. You'll also work with a team of experienced bankers right here in Gwinnett County or whatever county Regions serves. Discover steps to take that can help move you closer to your business goals. Regions is here to help. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Don't forget the dash. Regions Bank.
Member.
FDIC. And
there's
if
more.
You want to get more money into your business or for your business, you need to talk to also our guest, Antonio Little L, with Arcad Business Solutions. Antonio, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So we are talking about, you're here to talk about tax credits, something that everybody's heard, but I think very few people know really any depth of knowledge about tax credits. So what are tax credits when it comes to the business owner?
Tax credits are one of the... But I believe it's one of the misunderstood and less utilized cash flow, I guess, tools businesses could use. I mean, everybody heard about tax credits because of PPP and the ERC. And that's pretty much where a lot of the information knowledge ends there. But in actuality, there's over $2.3 trillion available to small businesses in tax credits. Tax credits come in basically two forms. There's tax credits and then there's tax incentives. Tax credits are like one of the ones that I like to use is a work opportunity tax credit, which is basically it's a credit. So it's like when people think about the child income credit, it's a credit over there sitting on the side that basically is you could use in times where you're short. But unlike the child income tax credit, businesses have to apply for it. And it's not like automatic to them. They have to qualify. So when I say the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, it's one of those tax credits that a lot of businesses who have a lot of turnover, particularly, could definitely utilize, like restaurants. They got hammered during the pandemic. And a lot of them, if they had the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, it's basically you get anywhere between $2,400 $2,600 per just hiring. Of course, every state has their own version, but this is a federal program. So generally, if a business, say, restaurant, they hire someone who's on some kind of government assistance, whether you're looking at SSI or SNAP, there's a benefit to that, to hiring that individual. Someone who's been out of work for 6 months plus, it's a benefit hiring that person, or a veteran. So, of course, the veteran, we get the higher end at $1,900, this for hiring, but the other one's $2,100. So if you think about business, if they only hire four people throughout the whole year, that could be a pretty significant amount if the business come up short. Mm. So that's one that a lot of businesses are unaware of.
But so let me ask this, Antonio. So we do want to definitely dig into and find out some of the particular tax credits that might help certain businesses. But you were talking about one example from a restaurant. Is there one or maybe two examples of a tax credit that would apply to most of the small businesses that might be listening, something that kind of isn't particular to an industry or a sector. Give a couple of examples of one or at least one where, hey, most small businesses would fall under this category, and this is a tax credit you should be looking at if you don't know.
Right.
About it.
Well, I use restaurant as an easy example, but sure. Anyone who's hiring could use a work opportunity tax credit.
Okay.
Manufacturers, they could use a work opportunity tax credit. Plus, we look at other applications to that in regards to R&D tax credits. So R&D tax credits would definitely be more applicable to manufacturing or someone who's either improving, manufacturing a product, or doing R&D, anything such as that. So you're looking at manufacturing, you're looking at IT, you're looking at metal companies such as that, fabrication. So any company manufacturing like that could definitely use like only not only work opportunity tax credit, but also could use R&D tax credit. But another application that a lot of businesses aren't aware of, like businesses who have the unfortunate circumstance of being involved in a national disaster zone. So there's the disaster ERC. So that's ERC, but then there's a disaster ERC. Any business that has been, like I said, caught up in an area that was designated as a natural disaster area, there's a credit or, I guess, kind of like ERC, it's a cashing feature to help that business get back on their feet. And a lot of people, again, they don't know about these tax credits because generally CPAs don't know about it. And it's no slam to CPAs, but CPAs are basically, they looking at compliance. They want to make sure businesses are compliant. So we come in, we're kind of like more proactive. We're looking at ways to help businesses reduce their tax exposure and also put cash in their pockets.
So a lot of individuals, when it comes to their own personal tax code, know that sometimes real estate plays a big role, both mostly positive, sometimes negative, on their tax burden. So I would think as a business owner, especially if I own a building or a suite or property that I have for my business, there's got to be some tax credits. Are there any that business owners might be overlooking? And is there any tax credit for those who are renting or leasing?
For sure. But this goes into the category of tax incentives. So the tax incentives program that we have is called a cost certification study or engineered cost certification study. Anyone who has commercial property that they bought, have done some remodeling, or if they're even leasing, this is something that they can look at, and this can be something that could increase their cash flow as well as lower their tax burden. Because what it is, it's an accelerated depreciation program. So rather than look at, you know, trying to take advantage of your dollars 39 years from now, this study will be able to put that currency into your pocket today. And so they could use it for R&D, they could put it back into their business, or they could use it for vacation. But again, this is something that, like in the case of hotels, the carpets, the fixtures, they're not going to last 39 years. So what the cost segregation study does is basically segregate components of a building, manufacturer, or a hotel, and we classify from real property to personal property, thereby reducing the depreciation. So some could be reduced from within 39 years down to 7 to 15 years. So, and that could be a huge infusion for a business who is maybe looking for cash, looking to reduce their tax burden. And this, again, is something that a lot of businesses had to close because they didn't have this information. Because that could have been a huge cash infusion for a business that not looking to close their business, but they, like, a lot of commercial properties are running vacant right now. And a lot of property owners are looking at in between, I don't want to sell, but I can't keep the doors open. But if they have this knowledge, they could get this cash and be able to keep their doors open and hopefully weather out the storm.
And Tony, I'm fascinated with what you're having to say because there's information that's out there. There's government programs, there's state programs, there's different monies that are made available. And basically what I'm hearing is it's your job to help me find it if I'm a business owner. It's available. It's use it or lose it. And,
yeah.
And if you don't take advantage of it, shame on me, right? That's the way I'm looking at it. But also you have a lot of little rocks that you get to look under and find little pieces of value mm-hmm. that a business owner would have. Explain the process of how you go about introducing yourself to a business owner and how they would want to find out more about what you do, and would they sign up with you? Because if I had you just one and done, I don't know if that would be good enough for me.
No. I'm looking at established relationships with business owners. And with me, the challenge is, first, the education part. Because a lot of businesses...
You mentioned knowledge earlier. So your ability... Now, you've got to do your homework, don't
yes.
you, in order to be able to find these programs.
Well, I'm not the actual one who actually digs under the stone. I have a team that does that.
Of course.
So basically, I sit down with the business owner, and we do an analysis, a free analysis, no obligation, and we look and see what do they have that they qualify for, and how much is it that they may benefit. So at that point, the business owner has a view of... What do they qualify for? What do they want to take advantage of? So at that point, then we move forward. And there's no cost. We do all the analysis. We do all the, you know, turn over the rocks, and we present a picture for that business owner and be able to see what they have and what they qualify for.
And a part of the learning process for you would be, okay, I'm a widget company, or I have a service that manufactures widgets, whatever it is, mm-hmm. widgets. Mm-hmm. And you're able to say, okay, in this industry, I know X, Y, and Z programs that are available that you could participate in. There's a few that you can't,
right.
but there are some that you can, and let me go over those with you.
Right, and also we look at ways that we could lower their costs and other things, such as the credit card process and waste and development, waste and recycling. Those areas also, we look at ways to reduce the overall cost. But basically, education comes in to find out more about the business owner and let them know that this is available to them. Because again, a lot of business owners, they rely on the CPA, in my opinion, too much. Not everybody's going to know everything about everything. Even a doctor don't know everything about health. So business owners believe that CPAs know everything about their taxes. But again, we could partner up with that CPA and make sure that he's getting all the benefit he can for his taxes.
The CPA, and there's nothing, we're not
no.
saying anything against them, but
no.
they're going, if I were a business owner, am I good? And the CPA goes, you're really good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything more that I owe, or are we good? And yes, you get to come in and go, you could be great. I could find you some other ways that you can either reap the benefit of a program, or I can reduce expenditures in this way and that way. And that's part of what you do,
exactly.
correct?
Working with the CPA.
Okay, so I would want to have a meeting with you myself, mm-hmm. but I would want to include and have
of course.
My CPA.
Definitely.
Do some CPAs get a little nervous? Hey, I think you might be wanting to get rid of me. That's not what you're doing. You're working in conjunction with them. Is that correct?
Most of the cases is, oddly enough, it's the business owner kind of blocking for the CPA.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, unbeknownst, because again, they may have a relationship with the CPA.
Yeah.
And again, if the business owner don't think there's anything, and the CPA says, we are good, because again, the CPA, his job is to make sure you're in compliant. And if he's in compliant, he's good. And especially if that business owner get a little bit return, everybody's happy. But again, it's what they don't know.
Yeah. There's more out there, and your job is to help reveal that to
exactly.
the owners.
We like, one of the questions we like to ask a lot of the people who sit across from us on Gwinnett Business Radio is to kind of ask, hey, you got a couple stories of ways that you were able to help clients. I'm gonna change that just a little bit based on what you said, because I like, we're not bashing CPAs, and I love the way you said it at the very beginning. The number one job of the CPA is to make sure you're compliant with the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to come from that position of mm-hmm. compliance first and foremost,
exactly.
because we don't want an audit or anything like that. So I'm going to ask, do you have any success stories of where you were able to talk with a business owner, get in front of their CPA, and then that CPA has gone, I've got a couple of clients, I think.
Exactly.
So and talk about that.
That's always the best experiences. And working with this hotel owner, again, he's very skeptical because he never heard of this. And I met him in a networking event. And I finally got him to sit down, and we went over Zoom, because we could do this over Zoom or in person. And we did the analysis, and he was like, this can't be real. Because it was like six figures easy on that one hotel. And we were able to go back. IRS allows to do what's called a catch-up. So if they had the building for 10 years, we would go back and look at that building and catch up for all the times that they didn't take advantage of the program. So this can't be real. So we finally introduced me to the CPA. And yeah, he said it was good. It was good. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So we do each, like, if they want to take advantage of one program, there's a fee for it, a percentage. So with this, the cost seg is 10%. So minus the 10%. Some people say, well, that's a lot. But when you look at what they're getting,
yeah,
and this is like a cash flow.
Well, if you find me $1 million, like you said there, I'm more than happy to say, okay.
Yeah, he was good. You get a piece of that. But you'd be surprised when people are like, I got to come out of pocket with, well, 10,000, yeah, so yeah, but you're getting $1 million.
Yeah,
you know, some people lose sight of that. It's kind of funny because they didn't know that even existed before.
Well, and I was going to ask, part of so in the initial conversation, the analysis you guys start with is completely free.
Completely free.
So you're not having to pay up front. So it would make sense that, hey, we're going to get paid out of the funds that we, in terms of some of that.
Yes.
Sometimes it might just be a flat fee for the service that you're providing. So I would ask, the thing I would ask is, along with that analysis, are you guys also helping fill out some of the paperwork? Because I would imagine to apply for these is, okay, this is what we found you could do. And then I'm guessing you're not going to go, and here's 255 pages of paperwork. Good luck.
No.
So there's some help with filling out.
Well, they have to provide us with their paperwork that they have.
Got it.
But outside of that, we do all the heavy lifting on that side.
Okay.
But it's a team effort.
Yes.
You know, because we don't know what they have, so the documents that they have to have, or CPA has, that they provide.
That's
to us.
What
so
I was going to say.
We could do the number questions that we didn't do on our side.
So the CPA's got to get involved because they're the ones who know all the numbers
exactly.
Behind all
they
the books.
They know where all the dead bodies are buried.
So, or the dead tax credits are buried.
Right,
so
yeah.
You're helping them resurrect that.
Antonio Little L, thank you for explaining some of those things, because the clarity is obviously really important. But are you like, I mentioned the rocks, you're like a frustrated geologist, right? I could go down and study this, but no, I found a whole different avenue of how I can help a business. Explain how you got to where you are. Not just the CEO of your own company, but how you went down this path and said, I found little pockets of gold here and there all over the place, and I can really help other businesses. How did you start?
It was interesting. I became aware of this like 3 years ago, and I was doing legal services for businesses, again, as an associate. And I'm also looking for industries that are underutilized but and really need. And this fell into my lap, and I was like, no, this that easy? And I looked into it, and like, yeah. And
this can't be real, right?
Exactly,
and a lot of times, you know the expression, if it's too good to be true,
right.
It usually is
right.
Not too good to be true.
Exactly.
So you found the way.
Right, and this company is based in Michigan, is Global Management Group, and been around for almost 30 years. So they got track record, and in many cases, they think they started this industry. And again, it's a phenomenal opportunity for businesses to not only reduce their taxes, but also, many cases, just like in ERC, they'd be able to get money back. Because in a lot of cases, the money just sitting there, like the payroll taxes. Businesses pay in payroll taxes every period. So the money just sitting there. But again, if they don't know it's there, they don't
gotta
ask
claim
for
it. You gotta
claim it, sitting there. And again, a lot of businesses go under with that money, just like someone living in a house all their life, and they are paying it, get all this equity in the home, and like it's they don't know it's sitting there.
Yeah.
And then they lose the home, and somebody come from New York and get that equity because they didn't know it's sitting there.
They're always from New York. Antonio,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I've never lived in New York.
Forget about it.
I visited. Antonio Little L with Arcad Business Solutions. Now, it is the people behind you kind of helping with the paperwork and the heavy lifting. They're from Michigan. Are you restricted to just here in the Gwinnett or Georgia area? You can help anywhere.
No, nationwide. Okay. So long as they pay federal taxes.
Yeah, there you go. So then there's really only one last question to ask, because by this point, people are screaming into their podcast devices, tell us how to get in touch with Antonio. So if they want to work with the CEO of Arcad Business Solutions, Antonio Little L, what's the best way for people to reach out and learn more about what
they
you
can
do?
Contact me at 404-889-6617, or they go to the website at claimyourtaxcredits.com. That's claimyourtaxcredits.com. Creditstoday.com.
I love that you use the plural, credits.
Very right? much so. More I than like one.
Them. Claim your tax credits with an S.
And tomorrow, today. Should we do it tomorrow, Stephen?
No, today. I like that. There you go. See?
Yeah. We do it right now.
He's got a little marketing. He's not claiming it
today. Today.
Get it done.
He's got a little marketing in him. I like that. Antonio Little L with Arcad Business Solutions. Claim your tax credits today.com. And again, as he said, the phone number 404-889-6617. Antonio, thank you so much for being
here. Thank
y'all.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For the first time ever, the Atlanta Gladiators podcast will now be on Business Radio X. Be on the lookout for new interviews each week as Director of Broadcasting and Communications Liam Gottemer chats with Gladiator players, coaches, and even representatives from corporate partners. For tickets, partnerships, and more, visit AtlantaGladiators.com or call our front office at 770-497-5100 to chat with a Gladiator representative today. Atlanta Gladiators Hockey, draw your sword.
Well, Stephen, our guest, Antonio Little L, can help you save or find some money, and we love that. And if you love what makes a Subaru, which is love, then you can enjoy the big savings and the hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where they help people sell cars. You can visit at SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can join their family today, or you can come in and see the difference. They're located at 2950 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. They have the Imprezas, the Legacies, the Forester, all of the vehicles that you would want to save big on. If you're already a Subaruist, then you can check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events.
Thank you, Harper. That
wasn't the way Mike Salmon would have read it. He would have done it a lot differently with a deeper voice.
But Mike, yes, but
Mike, he's not here.
He already introduced the show, thanks to our aspiring, intrepid producer.
Dan. And again, he's not here.
He's not here. By the way, you mentioned at one point, you in the midst, I was just thinking about this, little factoid of the day, since we don't have a second guest.
Meaningless barroom facts?
Exactly.
So I'm Cliff Clavin today, is what you're
telling
me. Well,
I'm going to be, because you use the term widget, which is always a term people use when they're talking to business owners. And I always have thought,
what is a widget?
What is a widget? Which, Apple took the term and created things on your phone called widgets, right? But yeah. Where does it come from? You know what's funny about the word widget? Nobody's really sure exactly
the way
where
you
it came
say
from.
It. When you say widget, that's funny.
Yeah, right.
There is no such thing as a widget.
Exactly.
But okay.
It's the origin of widgets is usually credited to the playwrights George S. Kaufman and Mark Connelly in their 1924 play Beggar on Horseback. According
That's 100 years ago.
Conversible Economist. But according to BBC, widget is thought to have come from the word gadget. The original meaning of this seems to be to describe something you couldn't think the word for.
So it's a whatchamacallit.
Exactly, which is a great candy bar. But if they think widget is a word because you use it because you can't think of another word, then shouldn't somebody create a widget of a widget that will always explain what word is that you say into it? That's a billion-dollar idea.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
About 2.5 pounds. That's what I learned from,
is that a Geico,
from Cliff Clavin.
It's a Geico commercial,
yeah, exactly.
Too. Remember where they throw the wood
it's
back?
It's good Mike isn't here, because by this point he would have hurled Dan out of the producer chair and cut our mics and started the outro. And I have my back to Dan, because now I'm doing a social experiment to see how long he'll let you and I banter back
the
and
evil
forth
eye.
Before
you
he
don't
starts
even wanna,
the music
even wanna go there.
That Mike likes to do.
The evil eye that
see,
I'm
I
getting.
Think Dan actually likes this. I think our listeners actually like this, because they listen all the way to the end.
Do you
end.
Think they liked Antonio Little L?
They loved Antonio Little L, and they would love
they didn't
to go
like
to,
him? They just they loved him?
They loved him as much as they love their Subaru.
Yeah.
From the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Gas South District. Well, oh, wait, sorry. I just do that automatically. Remember to go to claim your tax credits. When, Harper?
Not tomorrow, that's for sure. I'd want to do it today. How
that's
about that?
That's a long web address. Yeah. So claim your tax credits today.com. We want to thank our sponsors, Regions Bank. We want to thank Subaru of Gwinnett, because you're coming from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And I want to thank you, Harper, for helping me put on a great show.
Well, Antonio helped me save some money. So
absolutely.
I love it.
And so for our producer, Dan, and for Mike, who's not here, we miss you, Mike, because you didn't cut us off. This is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian, saying we will catch you next time. Dramatic pause on Gwinnett Business Radio.